I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, April 25th. With the Lyrid meteor shower history for this year, it's worth noting that most meteor showers do not produce those big, bright, fireball-type meteors that offer brief but spectacular displays as they blaze a trail through the stars. Meteor showers are slightly more concentrated and regularly timed episodes of meteors because they are debris from comets, tiny fragments of rock released when the ice of the meteor is vaporized by sunlight. These fragments remain along the orbital path of the comet. If this orbit is near the Earth's orbit, we pass through some of the debris at the same point each year. Nearly all of the debris consists of small rocks, marble size or smaller. A few meteor showers contain larger pieces, including the torrids seen in November, but as a rule, they are small. Larger, brighter meteors are usually random and far more rare. Larger pieces of rock or metal can come from asteroids and even from collisions with the Moon or Mars and an asteroid. These meteors, ranging from baseball to baseball stadium in size, blaze an eye-popping trail across the skies, sometimes with enough material to land, at which point it becomes a meteorite. Next week, April gives way to May, and Leo the Lion offers a great view on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.